and it's been co-founded this by Olivia Newton-John, who joins us on the line now from the United States. Good morning.
Good morning.
Olivia, thanks for joining us this morning. You've continuing this great passion for environmental issues.
Yes, I thought it's a great way to start with kids. You know, start them young and get them involved in community service and in the environment and watching their own tree grow. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Can you just tell us a little bit about the program and how it works and how you came to be involved?
Yeah, I came to be involved because John Dee is an old friend of mine. We did National Tree Day together for about 9 years and planted 10 million native trees over that time. And he and his daughter Estelle came up with this idea of One Tree Per Child to get children of primary school age, and there are about 2 million of them in Australia, to plant a tree while they're still at school. And we're really delighted that the Australian government has agreed to fund the first 100,000 trees. So I'd like to thank Greg Hunt for that. And so today they did their first planting at Bondi. You'll be doing it at 9 o'clock. I'm not sure exactly what time you're on. But they're doing their first tree planting today. And people, if they want to get involved, they can check out if the local council is involved. Go to onetreeforchild.com and get all the information. But it's just a wonderful way to get kids involved in, you know, the environment. And it's a lovely thing to do.
You were speaking to us from the US this morning. Is that where you're still spending most of your time these days?
Yes, I'm in Vegas right now, and I'm performing at the Flamingo, and I've been here for a year and a half, and I'm on one of my weeks in Las Vegas, one that Tom called me from.
And you just finished a series of shows here with John Farnham. How did that go?
Oh, it was great, Tom. We had a blast. Yeah, it was fabulous. Fabulous tour.
One of the interesting things about your name and your brand, I guess, is that we had a survey released yesterday and you were number 4 on the list of most liked Australians. How have you managed to sort of maintain that standing over the last, say, 30, 40 years?
Yeah, it's cost me a lot of money. I don't know, but I'm very happy to hear that. That's very nice.
Yeah, you mentioned the Flamingo where you play. It's a famous old place, isn't it, in Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's great. It's one of the old established casinos. You know, it's got beautiful booth seating, so it's kind of like the very old-fashioned ones, and people can have a drink and watch the show. It's great. It's got a great atmosphere.
It's great, and you've been there for a while. So in your show, we've got so many of your numbers that are part of our lives. What's the one that you enjoy doing the most still?
Oh, gosh. Every night it's a different song I like. You know, it could be Sam. It could be my country songs. It could be I Honestly Love You. It could be the Grease songs. I kind of do a mixture of all the hits that people would expect to see. And it's a lot of fun. So every night I have a favourite. I couldn't say which one particularly now.
And you're still working quite hard. Do you see a day when you'll just put the feet up and retire?
There'll be a day when my feet will be up, and that's probably when I'll stop. I can't do it anymore. I enjoy what I do, and I feel very grateful that I still can, and people are still showing up. So, you know, I'll slow down, and I have slowed down somewhat, although it doesn't look like it, but I actually have. but while I'm still enjoying it, I'll do it.
All right, and the One Tree program, it kicks off today. Look, I've got an 8-year-old at school, so he'll get involved, and each kid can get involved, find out where the area is, and watch their tree grow.
I think that's the thing. I think kids love to see that and to know that it's providing shade and habitat for birds and helping with soil erosion and giving us oxygen, which we sorely need. All these things are important. And kids love to watch, you know.
Yep. Fantastic. All right. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
All right. OneTreeForChild.com.
OneTreeForChild.com. Easy as that. The great Olivia Newton-John, and when we say the great, we certainly aren't exaggerating with her. She's had a... Well, you hear those songs she was mentioning.